Tough days like this in the playoff or elimination game. I've been on this side before. It really don't matter what particular play it was. Nobody individually fought, but it just ended that way. And it was a couple inches away from, Mike Wallace making the catch or whoever he was throwing it to. So, we won a lot of games like that. And today wasn't our day.
Can you still kind of tell me what was going through your mind the minute you saw the game?
Why we didn't kneel the ball, that's just natural. Like, why wouldn't you just go to overtime? But if you'd have caught it, we ought to have been over there celebrating. And another play, we've been in field goal range. So I'm not going to question what number 7 did, because he's out there fighting for us. He's our leader. And I got 2 Super Bowl rings because of that type of play. And everybody remember the San Antonio Holmes in the back of the end zone. So I'm never going to question the way he plays, because he's out there fighting.
Can you just describe the level of inspiration that you guys have coming in today? You guys had multiple sacks on that unit. Seems like you were fired up and yelling the offense out at times when they were a little bit stagnant.
I mean, I like our matchup against any offense, but I know the first time we played them, we did a good job, and we're getting guys back healthy. It's an elimination game, and we came to play everybody.
Obviously, now that you play on defense, but can you just talk about the level of play that the Bengals defense also has? That he was wanting to key on third down, because that was initially the last time you played.
Well, the last month, their defense probably been the hottest defense in the league, and we knew that coming in, especially their front 7. They can cause problems for a lot of people, especially, offensive line being banged up and stuff. So we knew coming in that the defense going to be tough. AFC North for a game.
You guys have a lot of veterans on this team, a lot of people getting a little bit older. What's the future for a guy like yourself, Harrison, people like that?
Quite sure in February the coach is, and on my side, we're going to make a decision then. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is my last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if I come back and play next year. And I'm at that age, so you never know what's going to happen. I don't know yet. I might not want to play. I might want to pursue something else, so I might want to. I don't know. Got a decision with me and my family.
Larry, was there something your team just wasn't able to deal with all year? Was there a consistent issue that you couldn't quite get ironed out?
Well, I'm the type of guy, you are what your record say you are. We're 7-8 right now. Hopefully we can win next week and make it 500. But you got 8 losses, Coaches, they'll do that. They'll decide where our weakness was at, and they'll try to address that and draft a free agent or just try to get better in that area. But our record says who we are.
You guys weren't predicting 7-8 at the start of it. What do you think got you to that point?
Just losses, tough losses. I mean, everybody's going to circle teams that we should have beat from the outside, but we know in this league, any given Sunday, no matter who you're playing, and next year we got to have that approach.
Looking back at it now, do you feel like some of the missed field goals were ominous?
No, I mean... We shouldn't be in that situation. Good championship teams, they run, at home, they protect their house, and they win games that they're supposed to win. And we was in it, but we just didn't have enough this year.